I just want to ask you a couple more things. I want your response. We said already he's risen, but now I'm going to say to you real strongly, God is good, and I want everybody to say real loud all the time, okay? And then I'm going to say something like, God is in control, and I want you to say, yes, he is. Got it? Can you remember that? That's a lot. It's early. All right, so I'll say it. On this Easter Sunday, God is good. And also, God is in complete control. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Okay, that was our warm-up. Can we do it one more time? One more time. God is good. God is in complete control.
Yes, he is.
We're going to talk about that today. I want you to get those things in your heart. We're in our second week, our Q&A series, addressing some common questions that people have about God. I've heard these kind of questions a long time. I've been doing this 40-some years in one role or another, but the kind of things I hear are, why do bad things happen to good people? And I'm going to address that, especially at the end. Why does God allow such things if he is good? Oh, here's a biggie. God's not fair. Don't look so smug. Some of you haven't said it out loud, but you've thought it. You've thought it. It's okay. Well, if you've wondered, thought, or said or asked such things before, I assure you, you're not alone. There's nothing new under the sun, the Bible says. And just quickly, Abraham said, should not the judge of the world judge fairly? Question. Moses said, why don't you treat your people as they deserve? Jeremiah said, why do wicked people prosper? And David said, oh, I could go on and on about what David said. Why didn't you answer my prayer? Where are you, Lord? Where were you, Lord? How about Jesus? Ugh, the Son of God. The perfect one. He said on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? God, can you take this cup of suffering away from me in the garden? So people want